今天是今年最后一次在这里与弟兄姊妹分享。
This is my last chance to fellowship with a bunch of sisters here this year.
下一次如果主允许的话，就是2005年。
Next time, if the Lord allows me to share with you, it will be in year 2005.
因此，在我在思想的时候，也觉得里面有许许多多的感触。
As I was preparing for the message, my heart was deeply moved.
就想到，时代应当来数算我们的年日。
I truly felt that we need to count our days.
知道在孩子们读书的学校哈，他们一个学期分成三个阶段，每个阶段六个礼拜。
If you have children in school, you know that school year's calendar is divided into three sessions.Each session has 6 weeks.
每次到了六个礼拜以后呢，就会把成绩单寄到家里给父母看。
At the end of each 6 weeks, they will send the report card to the parents.
在我们那个学区呢，他每三个礼拜呢，还要寄一个 progress report.
And in our school districts, every 3 weeks, they will send out a progress report.
所以在一年当中呢，父母随时都知道孩子。在学校的功课如何
？And so throughout the year, the parents will be made aware of how your kids are doing in school.
当然最后呢，他们也有一个期末考。
Of course, at the end, they will take a final.
弟兄姊妹，我们在属灵的道路上哈，我们怎么知道我们走得如何呢
？Friend, sister, how do you know how well you're walking spiritually?
其实我们也有一个 progress report.
Actually, we also have a progress report.
而且这个 report 呢，不是三个礼拜。
And this progress report does not come out every 3 weeks.
这个 report 随时随地都送给我们的。
This progress report is sent to us anytime, any moment.
这就是我们心里面的平安。
And that is the peace in your heart.
就是我们心里面的喜乐。
That is the joy in your heart.
什么时候我们里面失去了平安或者失去了喜乐？
Whenever you lost that peace and joy in your heart,
就好像你收到了一个 report.
It is the time that you have received your progress report.
表示你在属灵的道路上走得不好。
It is telling you that you're not walking right spiritually.
所以我们应当常常来感谢神。
We need to thank our Lord often.
他让我们心里面能够知道我们在他的面前属灵的光景。
Because he always makes us aware of our spiritual condition before him.
我们也不能忘记有一天我们有一个期末考的。
We cannot forget that one day we also will take a final exam.
就是我们要站在基督审判的台前。
And that is the day we will stand before his judgment seat.
当我想到2004年的时候，我想到很多的事。
I remember in this year of 2004, many things happened.
有许多的事我们要来感谢我们的主。
There are many things which we need to offer thanksgiving to our God.
我们有许多的人在今年蒙恩得救了。
There are many people who are saved in this year.
我相信就在我们在座的弟兄姊妹当中，有些人就是今年得救的。
I'm sure even in the midst of us right now, many of you are just saved this year.
我们时代应当为这个事情来感谢我们的主。
And for this, we gave thanksgiving to our God.
我们也要在今年里面看见神祝福我们许多的读经聚会。
We also see in this year that God has blessed many Bible study groups.
弟兄姊妹在这些聚会里面，属灵得到长进。
And the brothers and sisters grow spiritually through these Bible studies.
但我们也感谢主，主在今年里面恩待我们早上礼拜六的晨更聚会。
We also thank the Lord that He has blessed us in our morning watch.On Saturday mornings.
如果你还没有参加过周六早晨的晨更聚会，希望你能够把握这个机会。
If you have not joined any morning devotional groups on Saturday morning, I encourage you to treasure the moment.
实在主恩待了那些参加晨更聚会的弟兄姊妹。
The Lord indeed has blessed all the brothers and sisters who attend such meeting.
在2004年里面，我们有许多的弟兄姊妹们找到了工作。
In year 2004, many of our brothers and sisters have found jobs.
在2004年里面，主给我们一个新的会所。
In year 2004, the Lord has given us a new church building.
这些事都是让我们值得感恩的。
These are all things that we need to give thanksgiving to God.
但是当我回想到2004年里的这一年里面呢，有一些是特别比较特别的。
But also in this year 2004, there are some things which are very, very special.
我想到在今年一年当中，每一次我们礼拜三有那样祷告的时间。
I remember in this year, every time we have a Wednesday night prayer meeting.
今年是非常特别的一年。
That this year really stood out.
今年在我们礼拜三晚上祷告的时间，我们有许许多多疾病在我们当中。
In this year 2004, we had many illnesses among us.
我们有许多的软弱在我们当中。
We had many weaknesses among us.
在2004年当中，甚至有一些事情发生在我们弟兄姊妹可以身上是非常非常让我们吃惊的。
And this year 2004, some things that came in our brother sister life which shocked us.
有一些弟兄姊妹他们的疾病软弱已经过去了。
Some brothers and sisters have overcome their illnesses or weakness.
但是一直到今天，在我们当中仍然有许许多多的软弱。
But even till today, we still have many people who are weak.
都是身体上的软弱。
It's all in their physical health.
而且这些疾病呢，都是非常的严重的。
And these illnesses are all very severe.
因此我就在主的面前，就在思想这些事。
And so I meditate before the Lord upon these things.
因为主的意念高过我们的意念。
Since His will is higher than our will.
主的道路高过我们的道路。
And His way is higher than our way.
因此我在思想这些事，主的意念，那个高过我们的意念是什么？
And so I was searching before the Lord, what is His higher will?
他的那个道路到底是什么？
What, where is his higher way?
他把这些难处临到教会，他的心意如何？
He has given these difficulties to the church, and what is his will?
我们应当怎么样来面对这些事？
And how should we face these situations?
因此为这些事，在主面前我一直在寻求。
And for these matters, I continue to search before the Lord.
因此今天早晨，愿意在这方面有一点教痛。
This morning, I'd like to fellowship in regards to these.
我们要读四处的圣经。
We will read four scriptures.
第一处我们读弥迦书第七章第八节到第九节。
And the first scripture is in the book of Micah, chapter 7, verses 8 and 9.
弥迦书第七章第八节第九节。
Micah chapter 7 verses 8 and 9.
好，我们一起来读。
Let us read together.
我的仇敌啊，不要向我夸耀。我虽跌倒，却要起来。我虽坐在黑暗里，耶和华却做我的光。我要忍受耶和华的恼怒，因我得罪了他，只等到他为我辩屈，为我伸冤，他必领我到光明中，我必得见他的公义。第二处在约伯记二十三章第十节。
Second is in Job chapter 23 verse 10.
约伯记二十三章。
Job 23.
第十节
Verse 10。
好，我们一起来读。然而他知道我所行的路，他试炼我之后，我必如金金。我们读哥林多后书十二章第九节。
2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 9。
哥林多后书十二章第九节。
Second Corinthians chapter 12 verse 9。
好，他对我说：“我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全，所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力覆庇我。”最后，我们读罗马书十二章第一节、第二节。
Lastly, Romans 12, verses 1 and 2.
罗马书十二章第一节第二节
Romans 12 verses 1 and 2
来所以弟兄们我以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上当作活祭是圣洁的是神所喜悦的你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的不要效法这个世界只要心意更新而变化叫你们查验何为神的善良纯全可喜悦的旨意我们才有点祷告主我们感谢我们赞美你
Lord, we praise and thank you.
早上是你的恩典，把我们聚集在你饼杯的面前。
It is by your grace that we can gather before your cup and your bread.
主你的饼杯告诉我们，主你就是我们的能力。
Your bread and cup tells us that you are our strength.
你就是我们的安慰。
You are our comfort.
你也是我们的盼望。
You're also our hope.
因此我们再把下面这一个小时的时间交在主的手中
And so we commit this 1 hour before you
求主向我们显明你那个你自己的意念
We pray that you will reveal your will to us
也向我们显明我们当走的道路
And show us the way which we should take
把我们的年日更多交在主的手中
We also commit our years into your hands
求你恩待我们
May you have mercy on us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常都会来思想这样的一个问题，就是为什么神容许一些难处临到信徒的身上？
Brother and sister, we will often consider these questions. Why difficulties come to the believer's life?
早晨这里面有几处的圣经
And this morning we have several scriptures here
这圣经就告诉我们神在这些事情上他的意念是什么
And these scriptures tells us what is God's will concerning this
他在这些事情上给我们安排的道路是什么
What kind of way that he has prepared for us
在弥迦书第七章第八节到第九节里面
In the book of Micah, chapter 7, verses 8 and 9,
他说我虽跌倒却要起来
He says, I will fall, yet I will rise.
我虽坐在黑暗的里面耶和华却做我的光
Though I dwell in darkness, the Lord is a light for me.
我要忍受耶和华的恼怒因我得罪了他
I will bear the indignation of the Lord because I have sinned against him.
为什么我们会经过这些难处
Why do we go through difficulties in life?
头一个原因就是神要让我们来认识我们的自己
The first reason is that he wants us to know himself
让我们认识我们的自己
Oh, the first reason is he wants us to know about ourselves
认识我们的自己是属灵上一个很大的突破
To know ourselves is a breakthrough in our spiritual life.
凡是在主面前跟随主的人都要认识我们的自己。
Anyone who follows the Lord, we need to know about ourselves.
如果我们不认识自己的话神就不能使用我们。
If we do not know about ourselves, then the Lord cannot use us.
因此神必须要兴起环境让我们来认识我们的自己到底是什么样的一个光景。
Therefore, the Lord must arrange circumstances to cause us to know about ourselves.
所以神必须要让彼得失败，好让彼得认识他的自己。
That's why God causes Peter to fail, so Peter can know about himself.
神必须要让摩西软弱，好让摩西认识他的自己。
God allowed Moses to have weaknesses in his life so that he would know himself.
神为了要使用我们，他必须要让我们认识我们的自己。
In order to use us, God must cause us to know about ourselves.
而环境上的一个艰难，常常能够让我们认识我们的自己。
And the difficulties in life often cause us to understand about ourselves.
在西方有一个哲学家叫苏格拉底。
And there's a philosopher named Socrates.
他就讲过一句话。
He has said something like this.
他说如果你要认识真理的话你就先要承认自己是无知的。
If you want to know the truth, then first of all, you need to confess that you are foolish.
如果你要
You're ignorant.
你要认识那个美善的话，你先要承认自己是有罪的。
If you want to know about goodness and beauty, first you need to confess that you have sinned.
弟兄姊妹，常常我们不认识自己。
Brothers and sisters, we often do not know ourselves.
只等到有一天，主把我们带到一个软弱的光景的里面。
Until one day the Lord leads us into a weak moment.
然后我们就发现，原来我们是这样。
Then we realize we are just like this.
这实在是神的一个很大的恩典。
This is His amazing grace.
因为如果我们不认识我们是有罪的，我们怎么能够得到这个伟大的救恩呢？
If we do not know that we have sinned, then how can we receive His salvation?
我们之所以今天能够坐在这里蒙恩得救，就是有一天我们发现我们是有罪的。
The reason we are able to sit here today and have been saved.It's because one day in the past we realize we are sinners.
我们发现我们自己的光景。
We discover our true condition.
就在那个认识的时候，我们就得救了。
And that moment of acknowledgement, we are saved.
所以我们认识我们自己，实在是属灵上一个很对我们很重要的一件事。
So to know ourselves is a big step in our spiritual life.
在我们属灵的路上，许多的关键的时刻，都是我们软弱的时候。
In the key moment of our spiritual lives are often the time that we have been very weak.
我们发现我们跌倒了。
We discover we have fallen.
我们发现我们坐在黑暗的里面。
We discover we're sitting in darkness.
我们甚至发现我们得罪了神。
We even discover that we have sinned against God.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们有一天发现我们得罪了神。
Brothers and sisters, if one day you discover that you have sinned against God.
实在是神的一个恩典。
That is indeed His grace upon you.
能够有这样认识的人是一个神极大的恩典。
To have such acknowledgement, it is a grace to that person.
因为我们认识了这件事以后，神的恩典就能够临到我们。
Because after knowing this, then His grace can come upon us.
只有罪人才需要神的恩典。
Only sinners need God's grace.
如果我们不认识自己的罪，神的恩典就不能临到我们。
If we do not know our sins, then God's grace cannot come into our life.
这节圣经弥迦书七章第八节到第九节
Micah 7 verse 8 to 9
这是王明道弟兄他所引用的一节圣经
It is a verse often quoted by brother 王明道
是他跌倒以后
It is the verse he used after he had fallen
我们相信大家都知道王明道弟兄
We think that brother and sister know about this brother 王明道
王明道弟兄是中国近代史上三位最重要的主所兴起的仆人之一啊。
He was one among the three most used servants by God in the modern China Christian history.
但是神容许王明道弟兄经过一个失败。
But God allowed him to go through a big failure.
我相信是神知道我们的弟兄，所以容许他经过这样的一个失败。
Our God knows about this brother, so He allowed this brother to go through this failure.
因此，在我们弟兄失败以后呢，他又被主恢复了。
After he failed, the Lord restored him once again.
因此，他说：“我虽跌倒，却要起来。”
And so our brother says, "Though I fall, I will rise."
他说：“我虽然坐在黑暗里面呢，耶和华要做我的光。”
Though I dwell in darkness, the Lord is light for me.
我要忍受耶和华的恼怒呢，因为我得罪了他。
I will bear the indignation of the Lord because I have sinned against him.
今天神把一些软弱的事情摆在我们这个身体的里面。
Today God has placed some of these weaknesses in our body.
我们要为这件事来到主的面前来祷告。
And for these issues, we need to come before the Lord and pray.
求主来光照我们。
We ask the Lord to shine upon us.
看我们有没有跌倒。
To check and see whether or not we have fallen.
我们有没有坐在黑暗的里面。
To check and see whether or not we are sitting in darkness.
我们有没有得罪神。
Have we sinned against him?
每一个人我们都应当有这样的一个态度。
Every one of us should have this attitude.
如果我们众人都在主的面前这样的来祷告的话，
If we all pray before God in, with such attitude,
让主把我们当中所有的跌倒都能够除去啊，
so that he will be able to remove all the falls among us,
让我们当中没有一个人坐在黑暗的当中，
so that none of us will be sitting in darkness,
如果我们有得罪神的地方，
if we sin against God,
我们在神的面前来认罪来悔改，
we confess and repent before him.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们这样来行的话，
Brand sister, if we do it this way,
我虽跌倒却要起来，
Though I fall, I will rise.
虽坐在黑暗的里面，耶和华要做我的光。
Though I dwell in darkness, the Lord is a light for me.
我们虽然跌倒七次，仍然要兴起。
Though we fall seven times, we will still rise up again.
弟兄姊妹，认识自己是神给我们的很大的恩典。
Brand sisters, it is a tremendous grace of God.When he show us ourselves.
因此我觉得这是神 其中的一个意念。
I believe this is one of God's will.
也是神给我们的一条道路。
This is also the way he prepared for us.
但是我们要到主的面前。
That is we must come before the Lord.
为着我们所有的弟兄姊妹。
For all our brothers and sisters.
我们来悔改。
We need to repent.
我们来承认我们跌倒了。
We confess we have fallen.
我们要来承认我们在黑暗的里面。
We confess that we are sitting in darkness.
我们承认我们得罪了我们的神。
We confess that we have sinned against God.
然后我们就要起来。
Then we shall rise.
然后我们就看见他就是我们的光。
We will see that he is our light.
这是头一方面的交通。
This is my first part of sharing.
第二方面。
Secondly,
约伯记告诉我们。
In the book of Job tells us,
他说然而他知道我所行的路
But he knows the way I take.
他试炼我之后我必如金晶
When he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold.
所以为什么让这些难处临到我们？
Why does God allow difficulties to come in our life?
他有一个荣耀的意念
He has a glorious will.
就是让我们经过试炼以后呢就能够如金晶
That is, after the trials, we shall come forth as gold.
什么是金晶呢？
What is gold?
金晶就是能够把神的性情能够彰显出来，就是金晶。
To manifest God's characters is gold.
弟兄姊妹，最荣耀的见证
Brand sister, the most glorious testimony
都是在最软弱的时候产生的
is out of the result of the most the deepest weakness.
这宇宙里面最荣耀的一个见证是在十字架上发生的。
The most glorious testimony in this universe happens on the cross.
因此这个原则也用在我们许许多多的弟兄姊妹的身上。
And the same principle applies to all our lives.
神要把他的性情从我们的身上来彰显出来。
In order for God to manifest His character through us,
这个性情的彰显就是见证。
And the manifestation of this character is a testimony.
而这个见证常常是在我们软弱的时候能够彰显出来的。
And this manifestation often comes in our weakness.
因此我们面对这些难处的时候
And so as we are faced with these difficulties,
我们要知道神的意念是什么。
We need to know what is God's will.
神的意念是给我们一个机会能够为他做荣耀的见证。
God's will is to give us an opportunity to bear testimony for him.
所以难处不是单是难处。
So difficulty should not be difficult.
难处是我们为主做见证的一个大好的机会。
It is the great opportunity for us to bear witness for him.
我们都知道这个 Enron 公司破产这个事情。
We all know about the fall of Enron.
所以这个事情是一个难处。
And so this is a difficulty.
这特别是对那些在 Enron 上班的人，这是一个很大的难处。
Especially for those people who work for Enron, it's a great problem.
但是弟兄姊妹，对这些在 Enron 上班的人，这是一个为主做见证的一个机会。
But brothers and sisters, it is also opportunity for those brothers and sisters to bear testimony for him.
我看到我们翁弟兄呢，今天呢还在 Enron 公司上班。
We see our brother James is still working for Enron today.
不但如此，这些年这么多年。
Not only so, but he has been working for Enron for all these years.
他的在主面前的那个喜乐越来越增加
And the joy in his heart continues to increase
他的心里面的平安越来越大
And the peace in his heart continues to increase
这怎么说呢
How do you explain that?
你能够明白这件事吗？
Can you understand that?
你有五个小孩。
He has 5 children.
啊，你在一个破产的公司做事。
And you're working for a bankrupt company.
啊，一年一年这样做下去。
And you work there year after year.
平安越来越大。
You continue to have peace.
喜乐越来越多。
You continue to have joy.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个荣耀的见证。
Brothers and sisters, this is a glorious testimony.
弟兄姊妹，一个难处就是一个见证主的机会。
And difficulty presents opportunity for us to testify for him.
弟兄姊妹，那个狮子洞是不是一个难处呢？
Brothers and sisters, the lion's den, is that a difficulty?
但以利说进的那个狮子洞是不是一个难处呢？
The lion's den that Daniel was thrown into, was that a problem in his life?
但那个是不是一个见证主的一个大好的机会？
But isn't that also the greatest opportunity for him to testify for the Lord?
当那个大力巫王到那个洞口的时候，他说但以利啊，你的神是救你的吗？
When the king Darius came to the lion's den, he says, Daniel, is your God that you continue to serve, has he saved you?
但以利做了一个荣耀的见证，他说愿王万岁。
And he gave a glorious testimony. He says, blessed to the king.
如果没有那个狮子洞，
without the lion's den,
如果没有狮子的话，
without the lions,
这个荣耀的见证怎么能够做出来呢？
How can he bear this glorious testimony?
我们怎么知道神能够救我们脱离狮子呢？
How do we know that God can even save us from the mouth of the lions?
所以看见这个狮子的时候，
So when we see the lions,
我们要知道主的意念是什么。
We need to know what is God's will.
主的意念是让我们能够认识他能救我们脱离狮子。
God's will is he wants us to know that he's able to deliver us from these lions.
让他经过这样的一个经历以后呢，我们里面就产生了精进。
After such experience, we will come forth as gold.
在新约雅各书里面，雅各就说到我们生命有一个冠冕。
In the book of James, in the New Testament says that we have a crown.
好，经过试验以后呢，就得到生命的冠冕。
After trials, you will receive the crown of life.
什么是冠冕？
What is the crown?
就是神的性情从我们这些卑微的人彰显出来了。
That is God's nature manifested through us.
这就是冠冕。
That is a crown.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们人生最荣耀的一件事。
This is the most glorious things for us.
就是让我们走完一生以后，我们身上有生命的冠冕。
After we walk through our life, we have the crown of life.
刚才我们唱那个诗歌25首的时候，
As we were singing hymn 25,
在第五节里面就讲到这个冠冕。
In verse 5, it talks about this crown.
啊，感谢神给我们这个荣耀的冠冕。
He says, we praise God for this crown.
不是为了一时的美丽。
It is not for a beauty of a moment.
乃是像宝座一样要存到永远的。
But this crown will be as lasting as the throne.
然后最后一句呢，英文里面没有翻出来。
And the last verse was not translated in English.
这是最我最喜欢的这一句。
And yet is the verse is the sentence I like the most.
他说我最喜乐的一件事就是有一天我能够把这个冠冕摆在神的宝座的面前。
He says the joyous moment is for one day I am able to cast the crown before the throne.
弟兄姊妹，有一天我们要与许许多多的众圣徒一同站立在神的宝座的面前。
Brothers and sisters, one day we will be standing before the throne with all the saints.
我们看到有许多的圣徒，他们手上有一个冠冕。
We see that many saints will hold a crown in their hand.
那是他们生命的冠冕。
It is the crown of life.
他们一个一个走到宝座的面前，就把那个冠冕就摆在宝座的面前。
One by one, they will come before the throne and cast the crown before the throne.
他们要把这个生命的冠冕来献给我们的主耶稣基督。
They will offer the crown of life to our Lord Jesus Christ.
到那一天的时候，如果我身上手中没有这个冠冕，
If that day you have no crown in your hand,
我一定是非常非常的懊恼。
I will be so ashamed.
为什么在地上的那个年日里面我没有得到这个生命的冠冕？
I will regret so much why I did not gain a crown while I still have life.
何等大的一个喜乐，那天有一个冠冕能够摆在基督的脚前。
What joy would it be that day when I'm able to offer him my crown?
我们说主，你舍命救了我。
We say Lord you have saved me with your life.
我没有什么能够归给你，但是这有一个生命的冠冕。
There's not much that I can offer to you, but here is a crown of life.
弟兄姊妹， 当我们碰见难处的时候
Brothers and sisters, when we encounter difficulties,
我们要牢记的一句话
we need to remember one thing,
就是耶和华知道义人的道路
that is the God knows the ways of the righteous.
他知道我们的道路
He knows our way.
因此神没有出错的
God would never be wrong.
因此我们看到这个难处的时候
So when we view these difficulties in life,
我们要感谢神
We need to thank him.
因为神量给我们一个机会来得着生命的冠冕
He has measured another opportunity for us to gain the crown of life.
这比什么事情都更加的宝贵
And this is more precious than all things.
这是神的一个意念
That is his will.
这是神给我们的一个道路
That is the way he prepared for us.
这是第二方面
That's the second portion.
第三方面我们读到哥林多后书十二章第九节那里说
The third portion we read in 2 Corinthians 12 and verse 9
这一节我们都非常的熟悉
We know this verse well
这里面保罗就说呢
Paul says here
他说我的恩典他说他对我说我的恩典够你用的因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全
And he has said to me My grace is sufficient for you For my power is perfected in weakness
当神让难处临到我们的时候呢，他有一个更高的意念，就是要我们更多的认识神。
When God allowed difficulties to come into our life, He has a higher will that is so that we will know Him.
我们不经过一些难处，我们不真正的认识神。
Without going through these difficulties, we do not really know Him.
但是我们经过这个难处以后呢，我们就发现我们对神的认识实在是增加了。
But after experiencing the difficulties, our knowledge of him indeed have increased.
我们认识神什么呢?
What do we know about him?
保罗特别讲到两个方面。
Paul especially point out two things.
一方面我们认识神的恩典。
On one hand, we know about his grace.
一方面我们认识神的能力。
On the other hand, we know about his power.
所以他说他的恩典是够我们使用的。
He said, grace is sufficient for you.
他的能力呢是在人的软弱上显得完全。
And the power is perfected in our weaknesses.
当保罗在说他对我说的时候
When Paul said that he has said to me,
他这个他所用的字呢就有这个意思说他已经说了。
He used the word which meant that he already said it.
他用的字呢又可以代表说他现在正在说。
He also used a word that also means that he is presently saying to me.
当保罗在他的人生的路程里面，他常常能够经历到神就对他说，他的恩典是够他使用的。
As Paul walked in his life, he often experienced God speaking to him that his grace is sufficient.
不是在事情发生以后。
It is not after something had happened.
就是在他在软弱当中的那个时候。
But in the midst of his weakness.
在他最软弱的时候。
In the midst of the weakest moment.
他能够听到主跟他说，我的恩典呢，是够你使用。
Paul can hear God speaking to him that my grace is sufficient for you.
我常常觉得我们要衡量一个人的属灵哈，一个人的属灵的身量，不能看这个人顺利的时候，要看这个人软弱的时候。
I often feel that if we want to measure someone's spiritual stature, we cannot view him while he is in his good time, but we need to see him when he is experiencing difficulties.
当一个属灵的人在软弱的时候
when a spiritual man is encountering in weakness,
你最能衡量他属灵的身量
you can gauge his spiritual stature very well.
在大卫在他逃难的 路途上呢
And when David was escaping,
就有一个人叫示每来咒诅他
there was a man named Shimei, and he came to curse him.
这是大卫人生当中最软弱的一个时候。
This is during the weakest moment in David's life.
因为他自己的儿子来逼迫他。
And because his son came rebelled against him.
那这里有一个人叫示每就来骂大卫。
And here there's a man called Shimei, and he came to curse David.
但是我们看见大卫说什么。
But what did David say?
大卫说这个人呢 是耶和华吩咐他来的。
David said, if God has commanded him to curse me,
就由他咒骂吧。
Let him curse.
神的恩典是够大卫使用的。
Because God's grace is sufficient for David to use.
这个叫做神的恩典够他使用。
This is what it means, that grace is sufficient.
今天如果我们能够有这样的恩典的话，
Today, if we also have such grace,
如果我们的妻子骂我们一下呢，就由她骂吧。
If our wife curses us, then we allow her to do so.
这是耶和华吩咐她来骂我的。
Because God has commanded her to do so.
有谁能够有这样的恩典呢？
Who can have such grace?
这个是耶和华差遣她来骂我的。
God has sent her to curse.
所以他就接受了。
Therefore, he's able to accept.
神的恩典够他使用了。
God's grace is truly sufficient for her.
在大卫旁边有一个人叫亚比赛。
And there was a man next to David named Abishai.
他说这个人是死狗。
And he said, this man is a dead dog.
我要把他的头割下来。
I would cut off his head.
所以神的恩典呢不够他使用啊。
And you see, God's grace is not sufficient for him.
弟兄姊妹，当难处来的时候
，Brother and sister, when you are in the midst of difficulties,
神要在难处的当中让我们觉得他的恩典够用。
God will cause you to know that His grace is sufficient for you.
神给我们的恩典呢，常常是按照我们的环境。
God often measures His grace for us according to our environment.
一个人如果一生顺利的话，
If you experience smooth life,
他对神的恩典的认识是非常的浅薄的。
Then your knowledge of God's grace is very shallow.
一个人如果在人生当中遇见许多的艰难，
And yet, if you are a person who has many difficulties in your life,
他对神的认识就增加了。
Then your knowledge of God will increase.
因为正直的人在黑暗中就有光向他发现。
And because for the righteous man, God's light will shine upon him.
如果我们从来没有经历过这样的黑暗，
If we have never experienced darkness,
我们怎么能够向人见证说神在黑暗中向我发光呢？
Then how can we testify to other people that God will shine His light to me in darkness?
黑暗是仇敌所使用的一个环境。
Darkness is always a circumstance that our enemy will use.
但是不过呢，这个是把神的那个光能够更加的衬托出来。
But it is only allowing God to shine out His light to us.
弟兄姊妹，在约伯记里面，神曾应许这样一句话。
In the book of Job, that God has promised us.
他说你在世的日子呢，要比正午更明，虽有黑暗，仍像早晨。
He says, and your life will be brighter than noondays. Darkness will be like the morning.
虽有黑暗呢，仍像早晨。
Even though you're in darkness, it will still be as in the morning.
这是很难体会的一件事。
It is something very difficult to understand.
什么叫又有黑暗呢，仍像早晨呢？
How can you have darkness yet still live in the morning?
我最近稍微体会到一点。
Recently, I have experienced this a little bit.
我们在这个休斯顿住的人啊，从来不太会欣赏什么叫做这个早晨。
And those of us who live in Houston, we really experience morning.
因为其实我们没有看到早晨。
It's because we have not really seen morning.
但是我两个礼拜前我在挪威的时候呢，
Two, 我就
认识什么叫做早晨。
2 weeks ago, I was in Norway, and I experienced what does it mean to have morning.
在那个地方四点钟就天黑了。
At that time, at that place, it gets dark around 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
所以到天黑我就觉得想吃饭。
And so as soon as it gets dark, I want to eat dinner.
人是很奇怪的东西。
Man is a very strange animal.
然后早晨呢，八点钟了，天还没亮。
And then 8 o'clock in the morning, it is still dark outside.
然后到八点半呢，天才会亮的。
And about 8:30, then it will become light.
所以我们早晨呢，出去的时候，从旅馆出来的时候。
So when we leave the hotel in the morning,
是黑的。
It is total darkness around us.
所以我们要去坐火车。
We had to catch the train.
那个经过呢，经过一片树林啊。
And we will go through a forest.
树林中间有一条道路。
And there's a road in the forest.
那地上呢全是白雪啊。
And it's covered with snow.
然后就在那个远远的天边呢，就看见那个早晨呢要出现了。
And on the far horizon, you will see that the mornings begin to break.
这种浅浅的蓝色呢，好像被画出来了。
You see a sliver of light blue color.
然后呢，就有一条一条的那个红线。
And then you see these rays of red lines.
啊，是非常漂亮的。
It is very beautiful.
这叫早晨呐。
That is the morning.
哦，我就知道什么叫做虽有黑暗呢，仍像早晨。
And then I understood what does it mean that darkness will be like the morning.
要是我们不在那个黑暗的里面，
If you are not in the midst of that darkness,
我怎么能够看到那个早晨呢？
How can you see that morning?
弟兄姊妹，我们要认识神。
Brothers and sisters, we need to know God.
神的恩典就像那个早晨的光一样。
And God's grace is like the rays in the morning.
要是你从来没有经过黑暗，
If you have never experienced darkness,
你就不知道什么叫早晨。
You do not know what is the morning.
你就不知道什么是神的恩典。
You do not know what is God's grace.
第二方面要认识神的能力。
Secondly, we need to know of His power.
神的能力在软弱的人身上显得完全。
His power is perfected in weakness.
这是一个极大的奥秘。
This is a great mystery.
因为能力和软弱是相反的东西。
And because power and weakness are totally at opposite each other.
能力怎么能够在软弱上来彰显？
How can power be perfected in weakness?
这是神要我们来认识的一件事。
But this is something God wants us to know.
罗马书告诉我们。
Romans tells us.
他说神的永能和神性呢，是明明可知的，借着所造之物，你们就可以晓得。
For since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes, His eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen.
神把这个奥秘呢已经摆在所造之物了。
He has already placed these attributes in the creation.
就是能力怎么能够在软弱上显得完全这个奥秘，神已经摆在那个所造之物身上了。
And this mystery how power can be made perfect in weakness.
既然说这些所造之物，我们就能够明白。
And through His creation, we're able to understand this mystery.
你有没有看过那个苍蝇停在天花板上？
Have you ever seen a fly landed on the ceiling?
反过来的。
Upside down.
为什么苍蝇不掉下来呢？
How come the fly will not fall down?
你有没有看过一个毛虫呢？在树枝上，它是反过来的。
Have you ever seen a caterpillar on the tree leaf and it's upside down?
它为什么不掉下来呢？
How come the caterpillar will not fall?
你有没有在海边看过那个岩石上有许许多多的那个小小的虫？
Have you ever been to the ocean and see that many, many mollusks at the rocks?
那个海浪呢就这样冲上来。
And the wave would just sweep over them.
然后再退下去了。
And it would retreat.
然后那个虫还在那里。
And those mollusks are still there.
那个虫是非常软弱的。
And that is a very weak creature.
那个海浪是非常有能力的。
And the wave is powerful.
为什么那个海浪冲过来以后呢，那个毛虫还在那里？
But why is it that the wave will wash over these mollusks and they're still there?
因为神已经把一个奥秘创造在他们的身上。
Because God has already created mystery within these animals.
不管是这个苍蝇也好，
Whether it is the fly,
这个毛虫也好，
Or just a caterpillar,
或者是那个海边的那些小虫也好，
Or these small mollusks at the ocean,
他们的这个脚的上面呢都有一个气囊。
And their feet, they all have these little suction.
Yeah. 然后当他们要开始，比如说是贴在天花板上呢，或者是贴在树枝上，或者贴在那个岩石上的时候呢，他们就把那个气囊里面的气呢挤出去。
And when they need to land upside down, they will let out the air in these little sections.
所以他们的脚上呢就有一个真空。
And that creates a little suction cup.
Vacuum.
Vacuum.
然后呢，因为那个真空呢就是一个很大的一个力量。
And because of these vacuum will create a great strength.
所以它不会掉下来。
And so they will not fall.
这是神的一个奥秘。
That is God's mystery.
神的那个能力。
That is God's power.
要在人的这个软弱的身体上，
and His power will come upon the weakness of man
来显出来，
and it will be manifested through man.
虽然这个海边的这个小虫本身是非常软弱的，
Even though these molecules at the ocean are very weak,
但是当他把他的里面呢倒空了以后
，But when he emptied himself, when it emptied itself,
他把自己里面的那个气倒空出来以后
，It will empty out all the air in itself.
他就跟那个岩石紧紧的连在一起。
And then it will tightly hold on to the rocks.
然后那个岩石的力量呢，就成为他的力量。
And the strength of the rock becomes the strength of these mollusks.
无论那个风浪怎么大
，No matter how great the waves can.
如果这个岩石还能站得住的话
，As long as the rocks are still here,
这个虫就能站得住。
These mollusks will remain.
这叫做那个能力呢，要在软弱的人身上显得完全。
This is what it means that his power will be made perfect in our weakness.
能力不在我们身上。
Power is not in us.
能力乃是在那个磐石的上面。
The power resides in the rock.
我们所要做的就是把我们里面的那个倒空了。
All that we need to do is to empty ourselves.
所以马太福音说，虚心的人有福了。
And that's why Matthew tells us, "Blessed are the poor in spirit."
因为天国是他们的。
For theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
当我们在主的面前把自己那一点点把它放弃了。
When we let go everything that we have before the Lord,
神的刚强就成为我们的刚强。
Then God's strength becomes our strength.
弟兄姊妹，如果没有这个风浪
，Brothers and sisters, without these waves,
我们怎么知道我们有这样大的一个能力
？How do we know that we possess such power?
我们怎么能够知道借着我们的虚己，我们能够与基督这样名紧紧的联合
？How do we know that through humility that we can be tightly connected to our Lord.
我们怎么能够认识神的能力是这样的完全
？How do we know that God's power is so perfect？
所以这是第三个方面。
This is the third portion.
借着这些难处，神要让我们来认识他。
Through these difficulties, God wants us to know Him.
认识他的恩典，也认识他的大能。
To know Him of His grace and of His power.
第四方面。
Fourthly.
罗马书十二章第一节第二节告诉我们
Romans 12 verse 1 and 2 tells us
我们要心意更新而变化
We need to be regenerate and renew
我们的心意怎么来更新
How do we renew our mind
我们的怎么心意能够来变化
How do we transform our mind
常常和艰难的环境有关系
It often relates to the difficult In our life.
如果我们的人生没有遇到这些艰难的话
，If we have never encountered these difficulties，
我们的心思意念不会改变的。
Our minds will not be transformed nor renewed。
我们就会坚持我们原来有的那个想法。
We will always hold on to our thoughts。
但是我们感谢神，有的时候兴起这样艰难的环境。
But we thank the Lord because He gave us these difficulties。
然后我们这个人心思意念就改变了。
And then our minds will be transformed and renewed。
弟兄姊妹，在北方的地方
，Brother sister in the northern place。
如果一个冬天是非常非常冷的话
，If they experience a very very cold winter，
下雪下得很大
，And they have great amount of snow，
那这样那个农人就会特别的高兴
，And the farmers will be very joyful，
因为第二年呢会有丰收了
，Because that means they will have great harvest next year。
神所创造的这些植物每一年都要被更新的。
All the vegetation that God has created, it needs to be renewed.
如果有一个非常艰难的冬天的话
，and if they have a very difficult winter,
这个更新的工作呢就能够完全。
And this renewing process will be perfect.
所以到第二年的时候呢，那个作物就长得特别好。
And the following year, the vegetation will grow even better.
弟兄姊妹，我们的心意需要被更新。
Brothers and sisters, our minds need to be renewed.
常常。必须要有这些艰难的环境
We need to have these difficult circumstances
好叫我们这个人从里到外被主更新
So that God can transform us inside out
像今年这些事情啊发生在教会的当中
This year as these things happen to the church
对我而言呢也产生了很大的一个影响
And it had a great impact in my own life
我就一直在思想一件事
I continue to think about this
也在主面前有这样的一个祷告
I also have this prayer before the Lord
就是诗篇里面的话他说耶和华啊你叫我晓得我甚至重 39章第五节。
He says, Lord, you have...
39章第五节。
Behold, thou hast made my days as hembreadth.
我的寿数几何，叫我知道我的寿命，生命不长。
And my lifetime is nothing in that sight. Surely every man at his best is mere a breath.
虽然现在没有什么毛病在我身上。
Even though I don't have any physical ailments.
那现在我也什么药都没有吃。
I'm not taking any kinds of medication.
任何的药我都没有吃，除了维他命以外。
Only taking vitamins.
但是呢，我仍然知道我的寿命不长。
But I still know that my life is not long.
我仍然知道我的生命不过如手掌一样。
I know that my life is just as a hand breath.
虽然我今天身体很好。
Even though I am in good health.
但是借着这些艰难的环境。
But through these difficulties.
我里面有一个更新的一个意念。
I have this mind that is being renewed.
我觉得我的生命是非常短的。
I feel my life is very short.
所以每一天呢，要非常的珍惜的。
And therefore, I must treasure it each day.
这是一个更新的一个意念。
This is a renewed mind.
我也不敢再随便来过我的日子。
I don't dare to just waste my days.
因为日子不长。
Because my days are not long.
如果我日子很长的话，那就没有关系。
If my days are very long, then I don't have to worry.
但是因为我知道日子不长。
But because I know my days are not long.
因此，在主的面前就有一个紧迫的一个感觉。
Therefore, I have this urgency in before the Lord.
主要我们更新啊，到底是怎么样来更新呢？
The Lord wants to renew us. How will he do it?
什么叫做一个更新的人？
What is a renewed man?
我想实在是非常简单的一件事。
I think it's actually something simple.
就是我们不再为自己活。
That is, we no longer live for ourselves.
罗马书十四章第七节说，我们没有一个人是为自己活，也没有一个人是为自己死。
Romans 14, verse 7 tells us, we no longer live for ourselves.
一个人如果是为自己活，
If a person only lives for himself,
他就不是一个更新的人。
Then he is not a renewed man.
当神来更新我们的时候，
When God comes to renew us,
我们就不再为自己活。
We no longer live for ourselves.
我们乃是来为主而活。
We begin to live for him.
这是为什么神让我们遭遇一些艰难的环境。
This is why God allows us to encounter difficulties.
如果神不给我们一些艰难的环境，
If he does not measure the difficulties to us,
我们每一个人都为自己而活。
All of us will be living for ourselves.
我们一生就是为自己而活。
All of us will just be living for ourselves for the rest of our lives.
但是当我们碰到这些事的时候，
But because we have such encounters,
我们里面就能够有一点思想。
Then we begin to think.
神的光就能够照到我们的里面。
And God's light enlighten us.
看见原来我们的人生是这么短暂。
And he causes to see that our life is so short.
不过几十年就过去了。
It's just a couple of decades.
如果我们就是照现在这样过下去的话，
If we continue live according to what we do now,
到那一天拿什么东西来给主呢？
On that day, what would you give to the Lord?
因此我们在里面呢，就有一个智慧的心了。
Therefore, we have a heart of wisdom.
我们就愿意来为主而活。
And we're willing to live for him.
愿意来查验什么是神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
We're willing to examine what is good and acceptable and perfect.
为主而活是一个很简单的一件事。
To live for the Lord is a very simple thing.
就是在每一件事情上来查验什么是神的旨意。
That is, in everything you do, you examine what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
如果你在每一件事情上都有这样寻求神的心，
If you search for God's will in every matter,
你就是一个为神而活的一个人。
Then you are a person who lives for God.
弟兄姊妹，这几处的圣经啊，与弟兄姊妹一同的勉励。
Brothers and sisters, I want to encourage with you through these scriptures.
当神把这些难处摆在我们的身上或者我们的周围，
When God has placed these difficulties in us or around us,
他要我们来认识我们的自己。
He wants us to know about ourselves.
他要我们来 知道这是一个为神做见证的一个机会。
He also wants us to know that this is an opportunity to bear testimony for him.
这是让我们认识神，特别是他的恩典和他的能力。
This is an opportunity for us to know him, especially his grace and his power.
神也要用这些难处来使我们里面更新而变化。
God will use these difficulties to transform and renew us.
让我们不再为自己而活。
So that we no longer live for ourselves.
但愿在新的一个年里面。
As we live in this new year,
我们每一个人都能够重新把自己来当作活祭来献给神。
That we will offer ourselves as a sacrifice to Him once again.
我们每一个家庭，我们在主的面前都有一个心愿，就是不效法这个世界。
Every family will have this desire that we will no longer to be conformed to this world.
不是因为这个世界做这个事情，所以我们这家庭就做这个事。
It is not because the world is doing such things, so we will go against this world.
在我们侍奉的里面，就每一件事情，我们真是来寻求神的旨意如何。
In each one of our service, that we will search for God's will.
我们实在感谢主的恩典。
We thank God for His.
当我们每一个人来思想我们的过去的时候，我们就不得不承认神在我们身上的恩典是何等的浩大。
As we remember the past, then we have to confess that His grace in our life is indeed great.
礼拜五晚上我看到许多年轻人、大学生回来。
On Friday night, I've seen many college kids returning home.
我就想到我当初24岁的时候来到美国。
I remembered when I was 24 years old and I just came to the United States.
我在美国没有一个亲人，没有一个朋友。
In this United States, I don't have a friend, I don't have a relative.
所以我觉得我好像是一个风筝被放到天上去一样。
And so I thought I think myself is just a loose kite that's released into the sky.
但是感谢主哈，这么多年过去了。
But I thank the Lord, so many years have passed.
没有那个风筝从来没有断线过。
And the kite was never been let go.
这是神的恩典。
This is God's grace.
弟兄姊妹，在我们人生的路途上
，Brother sister, in our path,
有多少的时候，我们就会变成一个断线的风筝
？So many times the kite will become loose.
但是是神的恩典。
But it is God's grace.
叫我们今天仍然能够坐在他的脚前。
So that today we're still able to walk before him.
虽然今年在我们中间有许多的艰难。
Although we experience so many difficult things this year.
但是不过是告诉我们这是一个比较严寒的冬天就是了。
This only shows us that this is a cold winter.
正是因为今年的冬天是这样的严寒。
And it's just because this winter is so cold.
我们就知道明年会有好收成。
We know that the following year we will have good harvest.
因此让我们的心更多的来归向神。
Let us offer to him our hearts.
让神的心意能够成就在每一个人、每一个家的身上。
So that his will be accomplished in each one of us and in every family.
好，叫我们能够把更多的那个荣耀和赞美在我们今后的日子里面来归给他。
That we will be able to offer to him more grace and praises and thanksgiving.
主，我们感谢你的恩典。
Lord, we thank you for your grace.
是吧？你把我们摆在这样的一个时间的里面。
You have placed us in such time.
你也把我们摆在这样的一个环境的当中。
You also place us in such environment.
你好叫我们来认识你自己的恩典和大能。
So that we will know of your grace and your power.
今天早晨我们求主再像那个晨光一样出现在我们众人的心中。
This morning we pray that you will be like the morning light appear in our hearts.
让我们看见主我们所处的环境不过是让我们更多的来认识神。
That we will know that the environment we're in causes to know about our God.
不过是一个机会，我们能够彰显神的荣耀。
It's another opportunity that we can manifest your glory.
不过是一个机会，主你能够更多的来更新变化我们。
It is another opportunity that you will transform us.
主啊，让我们接受你的意念。
Lord, let us accept your will.
我们能够接受你的道路。
And accept your way.
把我们自己更多的来归给你
and offer ourselves to you
奉靠主耶稣基督的
we pray in Jesus' name Amen, Amen.